Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from the faith community at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. We're so glad you found us and invite you to subscribe to this channel to be encouraged, challenged, and strengthened in your faith. We've got lots of exciting plans to expand our podcast offering in the weeks and months ahead, so we hope you come back often. We're going to start with a reading from the lectionary for this week, a Bible passage that will also be shared during worship this weekend. And we'll also share a brief devotion or reflection on the passage. Okay, so what is the lectionary? Well, I found this definition on the UMC Discipleship website. The lectionary is a three-year cycle of scripture texts following the liturgical year and is designed to be used in worship week by week. We are currently in year C, or the third of the three cycles, and the gospel featured in this cycle is Luke. So we'll be listening to a brief story from Luke's gospel today. Why don't we begin with a prayer? As we quiet ourselves for these few moments, we listen for your word to us, Lord God. May we receive what you have for us this day, so that we can share your love and grace with our neighbor. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I invite you to listen now to a reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. While Jesus and his disciples were traveling, Jesus entered a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him as a guest. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his message. By contrast, Martha was preoccupied with getting everything ready for their meal. So Martha came to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to prepare the table all by myself? Tell her to help me." The Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. One thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the better part. It won't be taken from her." Again, that was from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now for a reflection on this Gospel passage written by Juan Carlos Huertas, a husband, father, spiritual director, and the minister of proclamation and practice of justice at First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. Juan writes, "My brain has a tough time shutting off. I try hard at night to slow down and relax. If I do not, my insomnia emerges with a vengeance. My brain will not stop making connections and coming up with ideas for making the world a better place. I am sure that I am not alone. We live in a culture that values productivity. We love stories of hard workers who have become wealthy from their work. We place a high value on being busy, staying busy, and being seen as someone who is always busy. I get it. I'm a recovering workaholic. But it is odd that we have such trouble resting, since the story of our faith begins with a God who, after busily creating the world, takes a break. Still, even as I get ready to go to sleep, I find myself having to give myself permission to slow down and let my body rest. Much work is needed in the world. Much work is needed in our homes, neighborhoods, and cities. The list is truly endless, and that list is important. It does matter. Martha's tasks must be done, and yet those tasks are not to become our gods, the center of attention in our waking and in our sleeping. Seeing God requires Sabbath, slowing down, connecting with our deeper selves and those we love. It requires us to get out of the machine of production and into the space of a God who comes and visits us, sits with us, and wants to heal us. Put down the towel and sit. Jesus is waiting. God, forgive me for my busyness that keeps me from relaxing in your presence. Slow me down and hold me close. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for the Good We Can podcast. This is Bill Anzio inviting you to join us at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church for worship this weekend. We have two in-person services during the summer at 8:30 and 10 o'clock Sunday morning. The 10 o'clock service is also streamed live on our website at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend, and we hope you'll join us next time for The Good We Can.